Tonight's shir, Siman Tesvov, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Siman Tesvov, im lahatir tzitzis mi beged lebeged, v'din nikra hatalis. Concerning untying the tzitzis from one garment to put it on a second garment, and the law if a talis tur. Si'if Aleph. Mutter lahatir tzitzios mi talis zeh, v'litnam betalis acher. It is permitted to untie the tzitzis from one talis and put them on another talis. But to untie them from one and not put them on another, one shouldn't do that. The Mosa says, this is a concern when you have a talis of someone who's obligated in the mitzvahs. It is permitted to untie the tzitzis from a talis of a corpse. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph, Elitna Mechulu. It is mutter to untie the tzitzis from one talis and put them on another. Afilu mitalis chadosh, or talis chadosh, even from one new talis to another new talis. Vekoshke mitalis yoshon shemut lahat, Elitna mitalis chadosh, and certainly to take from an old talis, it's mutter to untie it and move it to a new talis. Shavu it's the love shalokayim bo mitzvah, because you want to wear it to mekayim the mitzvah. Certainly to take the strings off an old talis, you can do that to put them on a new, but even to take off one new, to put on another new, is okay. Gama filim mitalis godol a talis katan, even to take from a talis godol for a talis katan, shatalis godol talis katan shavim, we say they're the same, and you can take the strings off one to put on the other. Aval ein lahatir tzitzis mitalis shel godol v'litna mitalis shel katan. But you don't undo the tzitzis strings of a talis that belongs to an adult to put them on a talis of a child. The chiyuvo rak midabon, whose obligation is only midabon, a chinuchdik obligation. The Pimagodim questions, is it permitted to untie the tzitzis strings from a woolen talis to put them on a talis of other materials? According to those poskim who hold in Siman Tes, that other fabrics are only midrabon and mechuyev in tzitzis. The Arz HaChaim was mekel. Lamais is chiyev to chiyev, even the ones of chiyev derais chiyev derabon. So we're differentiating from an adult to a child. You shouldn't. You're going derais to derabonon. But from two begodim, wool to other material, he says you can. If you tell me they're both deraisa, for shteitzach. If you tell me one's darbonon, l'chora, the svar would be, don't take it from a deraisa to darbonon. The mom says that that's different, because I guess the person's a baruch yuv a deraisa either way. And he says it would be okay. There's a shayla interesting note he puts on the side, this idea that you don't take the tzitzis strings off the adult's talis to put on a child's talis. If you have two brothers, two boys in a house, one's a gadol, one's a katan, a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old, can the 12-year-old wear the 14-year-old's dalet kanfas? Is that a horoda, downgrade from the adult's talis katan to a child's talis katan? The fact you're not undoing the strings, but it's a question of who's wearing the garment. So he brings from Shlomo Zalman that there's no kepeda on a temporary basis. We're discussing a permanent change. You're taking the strings off this. For that one, it's going from a gadol's talis to a katan's. But for a child to wear the older brother's talis katan, he doesn't have a problem with that as far as Harod B'Kedusha, but he has a different problem. If the child takes the talis katan from his older brother, how does he give it back? It's like the lulav. He can't really give it back. So that's going to be a problem, he says. So that's his aura on this thing. So Tak says, if you're Makbid, an older brother should not let his younger brother wear this. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Beis, the talis acher. To take the tzitzis off one beged to put on another is okay. Ein v'pimagodim shekosev, look at pimagodim who writes, the mitsuyim lo tzitzis acherim lahasig, that if it's available to purchase, get other strings. If it's proper not to untie the strings from one beged for another, unless we discuss a scenario coming up in the next sifkatan where you would be allowed to, but to take a beged that is usable as is, to take the strings off to put on another beged, so shtickle be zoyin on the first beged if you don't have to do it. If you don't have to do it, get other sister strings for your new beged. Sefkan gimel beged acher lo. If you're not going to put in another beged, then you don't take them off. Because that's wrong. It's also you're disgracing the talus of a mitzvah for no reason to take off a string. He's not going to do anything with the strings afterwards. You can't do that. Unless you're dealing with a case where the talus itself is totally worn out, and I guess it's not usable anymore. You can take off the tzitzit strings whether you're going to put them on a new beged or not, because at this point there's no longer a bizayin. Or you want to sell the talus to a goy, or you're going to make the talus into a non-four-cornered garment, and then you can take the strings off. So in these kind of cases, we don't say it's a bizayin. So that's what he meant. And before, the Pima Gadam says, if you get other sister strings, you should, unless it's one of these scenarios over here, that in such case, you could take the sister strings off, even if you can get other sister strings.
That's not a problem to turn the talus into a bag of acher.
It's not a tashmish kedusha.
Right.
It's a tashmish mitzvah. Right.
So you can sell it to a guy?
That's what I'm saying.
It's the material.
There's no din geniza. There's a minig of geniza, but we'll see later. But the ikar halacha, there's no geniza on a tashmish mitzvah. It's not a tashmish kedusha. But if he wants to sell the talus to a yid, then it's also likach tzitzis. You may not take the tzitzis strings off. Even though the buyer, the other yid, can certainly put tzitzis on his own, it's totally forbidden. In my mind, it's very similar to the idea of you don't sell a house to a yid and take the mezuzahs down. Right. So you don't sell a beged to a yid with tzitzis and take the tzitzis off. You have to leave them on for him. If you have nicer tzitzis, maybe you decide you want to get manupas l'shmot tzitzis, so then you could take the strings off that you had until now and replace them with the nicer tzitzis. Oh, k'shehem yishonim, or perhaps the tzitzis just got old. When we see them, k'dei l'chachem, you take them off to put a new. Oh, k'shenifzak chut echod, v'lo nishabo ela k'dei aniva. Or if a string was torn and it only had k'dei aniva left, so you had your 4 centimeters left. Afal pi shidan at tzitzis kasha, even though tzitzis are harms on kasha. Afal pi ken mutu l'hosu v'seis tatech shlimo, l'mais you'd be allowed to take them off and replace them, because for such a case we don't say it's a bizayin. V'da od, you should know more. D'b'malkum shat tzitzis heim shleimim, when the tzitzis strings are whole. U'uyim l'hinasein l'beger acher, and they're suited to put on another garment. As opposed to the case when they were already torn and they're kosher because it has k'dei aniva, but you can't put them back on a new beged. There are achronim who write that when you take off the tzitzis strings that you're not going to use anymore, you should untie the knots, unwind the windings. Though the half seek on the cross, and not to just tear them and cut them off. Kadesh lo yichalos, and it shouldn't be ruined. Chazal teach us lo yishbach adam meibor achem tzvichem lehem. You do not pour the water if other people can use the water from that well. So you have to have respect for something that has a use. Vachayodim kos vachayodim rites v'mogum shakosh beinov etirchel hahater. If it's difficult for him, that the effort to untie the tzitzis knots and unravel them, mutul natkam, you can pull them off. Ve'em b'zim mishum baltashes, not baltashes. Kivin dein oisid derech hashchosa ayin shom tzitzis knot. Derech hashchosa is not destructive. Ayin shom lukin the chayodim. So even though there's this concept of derech eretz to unravel and untie, Lamais, if it's a great difficulty for him, he doesn't have to. What?
Why is that not hashchasa?
What would be hashchasa? If lanatkam is not hashchasa, what would be?
Yeah.
I understood like this. He's saying it's mutl, not about hashchis. I'm not doing it for the sake of destroying. I'm doing it to replace them. I have a positive intent, a constructive intent. Sivkan dal bach yuva. The whole issue is not to take off the tzitzis strings of a talus of a bar chiyuva, as opposed to taking off the tzitzis strings from a mace. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu einu chay makdabon." Even if the bar chiyuva is only drabonon, it doesn't make a difference. You don't take them off. But if for a mace, so there's no chiyuva and there's no chiyuv, and therefore there are those who bedavka pasul the tzitzis. The whole issue in Hagim: do you pasul the talus of the nifter or not? If base, you can't take a corner with tzitzit strings on it, and then sew it onto another garment. Mishum dal kanfei bigdeim b'inik. It has to be on kanfei bigdehem. V'kanav zeh lohoyim ibeged zeh b'shas asiyah. And this corner was not part of this beged at the time that you put the strings on it. So this is essentially, if you look in Be'er Goyle, it says it's a Gemara Menachos, but really it's Perish Rashi on the Gemara. The Gemara says that you can't bring an Amma al Amma mimokam acher ubot chelis v'tor l'ba. You had a piece of material, an Amma by an Amma, which is essentially a garment. And you put tzitzis on one corner. Now I want to sew this onto a bigger talus. So the problem is, the Pasuk says, al kanfei bigdehem. And this was not al kanfei bigdehem. This wasn't put on the corner of this garment, of the bigger garment. It was put on the corner of the smaller garment. Now that I want to sew it onto the bigger garment, it's not good, because it wasn't part of the bigger garment when you put the tzitzis on the corner. That's how, I believe, Mechaber reason. That's how Rashi teaches the Gemara. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Hei. Einu Yochel. Ein Magen Avram Sifkatan Gimel. Look in Magen Avram Sifkatan Gimel. Umuchach Medvarav, the Dafka Kanav She'en Bo Shilis Atev. The Magen Avram is clear that this corner did not have a shiur to do an Atifa. Va'avta Asa B'Gemara Filim Humachzik Amma Amma. Even the Gemara says explicitly, we're talking about a corner that was an Amma by an Amma. Gamzei Dainem Boshir Itav. That's not enough to do Itav Lidei Korn to Magen Avram. Amhoye Bahachaticha Shir Shibakadilis Atev. According to Magen Avram, if there was a shir to do an Atifa, maybe it's two Amas by an Amma. Mutlit Sarifa Solo Begad Acher Afilo Im Sisius. So then you could attach to another Begad with its Sisius. Avataz B'Sifkat and Gimel, Paul HaGalzed, Tataz disagrees with this, but Oy says it doesn't make a difference. So there's a machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch, Noisa Kelim, Magen Avraham, Taz, is this case specifically when it was an Amon, Amo, or smaller? Because you can't do an Atifa, but if it's big enough, like a Talis, to do an Atifa, or a full Talis Katan, which is generally two Amos by an Amo, so then the Magen Avraham says there's no problem to sew it onto a bigger garment, because it essentially is, it's not just a kanaf anymore. It's a garment. It's a beged. The whole pshat is it has to have a kanaf bigdehem. It is a kanaf bigdehem. Because when you started, it was a full-fledged beged to begin with. Tazis makes no difference. Ultimately, you look at the bigger piece, and you attach this to that, so you don't have a kanaf bigdehem. Se'if katan vav. Imat tzitzia. So you have this corner, and you put the tzitzis on the corner. So you can't attach to a bigger garment. Al below hat tzitzis, let's say there's no tzitzis on the corner. You can attach it to a bigger garment. As long as it was 3 by 3 etzbaos, then you put the tzitzis on. And as far as the rest of the beged, it wouldn't be necessary to undo any of its strings. Assuming before I attached this corner, the bigger garment already had a chiyuv tzitzis. It wasn't pshat that one of the corners got cut circular. Because if it did tear on one of the corners and it was rounded, and now you only have 3 corners, which is potter from tzitzis, so chlahatir kol tzitzis, then you have to take off all the strings on the other corners, ulahatilam echodesh, and put them on anew. Achashanasas basdal, once it becomes 4 corners, when I sew on this piece, because otherwise it's tasam osri. So what he's describing is you have a beged, and it's mechuyev and tzitzis, and I put tzitzis on 3 corners. And then I sew a corner without tzitzis strings on one of the corners. And then I put tzitzis on that 4th corner, the new corner. So halacha, that's fine. He says, that's fine, because the only concern of the mechaber was when there was already tzitzis strings on the beged. Here there's no tzitzis on the beged, it's a piece of material. And it had to be a case when the bigger garment always was mechuyev and tzitzis. It was never a case when it wasn't mechuyev and tzitzis. So in such a case, it's okay. Sifkan zayin, the beged acher, you're allowed, you should not take a corner with tzitzis and sew it onto another garment. Avlam yirtze lechaber hakanaf lehabeged shenikra mimenu. What if this corner was really attached to a garment to begin with and it got ripped off? You have a 4-cornered garment with tzitzis on all the 4 corners. A whole corner gets ripped. So you want to reattach the corner. Afilam nikra legamri. Even if it was totally separate, lenishtayer kol shemichiv, it wasn't attached at all. No strings holding it together of the actual weave. And circle a hat, the men at tzitzis. You don't have to take the tzitzis off. There's no problem with tzitzis. because you made it bekashrus. As long as the original making of it was behakshur, there's no tasav. Also, if the whole corner came off later on, the kol zelonasis had beged bas gilmei sakir, but it has to be the beged didn't become a three-cornered garment when it got ripped off. V'chanal b'sifkan vav, like we said, b'sifkan vav. Because if the fourth corner became rounded off and there's no corner at all, so then now the whole beged is at mechuyev and sitzis, and now sasan osir. So it has to be like a cut off, like it became a five-cornered garment, essentially. Right? You took out the whole corner, it became a five-cornered garment. So it's still mechuyev and sitzis. V'gam davka makarf machzik kaparam gimel gimel, it has to be that the corner is 3x3. Kid v'sam siftal, like we'll see in siftal. Kol zehu das al shulchan aruch, this is the shulchan aruch approach. V'magan avam et sifkan gimel. Aval taz v'savgin poysik she'ein nafkamina. Beinim had served the beged achar zaguf. Taz disagrees. Taz says it makes no difference if it's being attached to a different garment or the exact same garment it came from. Hakol hu b'chal taz v'nosi, it is taz alam v'nosi. V'yesh l'hachmi, once you machmi, has to be derachachayim. And the zepas derachayim. So it comes out, this is a yisoy zimachlegis that we've been back and forth with in taz alam v'nosi. If you made it initially behechsher and something happens to pasol, does it now become tassel min osui to put it back together again or not? And we keep saying these references that it's not tassel min osui. The chur, he's now saying that's a mogen of rom, as opposed to the tassel dingzach. Now the interesting thing to me is if you look at the mogen of rom sifkan gim, which he keeps referring to as mogen of rom and tassel sifkan gim achlekes, the mechaber, the way it reads, if a corner comes off the garment with the tzitzis strings, you can't reattach it because it's a chesaron al kafe big dehim. This has nothing to do with tassel min osui. It has to do with the gezeras akosav, al kafe big dehim, and this wasn't the beged, and put it on. So you have to make sure it's not a situation of someone else, so it didn't become three corners and one rounded, but in this etzem halacha, it's not tasman osu dekalacha. The Magen Avram says it is. Magen Avram somehow teaches Machzor Shekel, as Arichas explained how he understood this. He's teaching in the Beis Yosef. I look in the Beis Yosef, it's really not partial in the Beis Yosef that way at all. But he's learning this at tasman osu dekasugya. The whole sugya is tasman osu. And this is the case that's possible, but if it would be the other conditions, it would be okay. And the taz dingzach is always tasman osu. There's no chilak. So it's really, with the Mishnah doesn't tell us this, but essentially, does Yisoyz take machlek and how to understand the Gemara in the first place? All the Gemara says is, you don't bring an amal amal kamacher and sit on it and put it on a big beged. Why not? Rashi says, again, this is a Rashi. It's not a Gemara's drasha. Rashi says, Akav b'gdayim. You need Akav b'gdayim. It's Akav b'gdayim. So there are those who learn it pashut, the way I would understand it. There's nothing to do with Tasev l'manasui. Others say, no, the whole thing is Tasev l'manasui. It's a Tasev l'manasui sugya. To take a corner, it sings on, stick on a beggar, that's not Tasev l'manasui. There's ain't a Tasev l'manasui. Go to Mizek, came out. You made it, then you put on the beggar. That doesn't work. So that's really the sichsuch over here. How to understand the whole halacha in the first place. And then all the ramifications of what kind of beged, if it came off, what is the limitations of it? And what is the degree to which we say Tasev l'manasui? Se'iv gimel, talis mitzuyetzis gehilchasa shechukul u'shtayim. You have a talis, it's got a tzitzis, you're going to cut in half and make two. Kol chelik yesh b'shir l'sadev, and each side is big enough to do an atifa. V'nish l'kolechas mehen tzitzis achas u'shtayim, and each of the two halves, we'll have one or two tzitzis, I don't know, one. Each has two tzitzis on either side, right? There's no problem to put new tzitzis on the remaining corners. It's not tasman osui. You don't have to get anything apart. Let's say you don't have kedei ituf on the half or the piece that you cut off. You have this with a smaller talis, talis koton. Once it's split in half, you don't have enough to eat of. The spartum take of a mitzvah tzitzis. It loses the mitzvah tzitzis. If you want to now attach it to something else, either I guess to the same one or to another piece. So you have to first undo all the sister strings and then put it back together. And if it's divided not equally, one half has more, or one piece has bigger, which has kadei atifa, and one does not. You just have to take off the strings from the part that doesn't have kadei atifa. And then, once you attach it together, you put the strings back on. There's no tassel and osi problem. There's no psul on the tzitzis. When you put the tzitzis on the four corners of the big garment, there's nothing wrong. You cut it in half, it's still okay. It still has a shear itov. Okay, therefore, so you can attach to that half another beged, and put new strings on the new corners. Or you can just put the strings directly on the remnant. You have new corners because you split it in half, so put this on those corners. If you want to reattach the pieces together, some say take off the strings first, then attach them and reattach the tzitzis. Then put the tzitzis strings back on. If you don't, it's tassiv l'menasri. Most achronim are lenient. For some, they say, it's not tassiv l'menasri. So who's this machlekes? Look in the bottom. The yesh oimim is your tassiv l'menasri. You're taking a piece with tzitzis strings and reattaching it. You can't do that, even if it's the same garment. Roi v'achroin mekilim is the magen avram, and he quotes, it's not the magen avram. Sifkan gimel sem magen avram. Chem en moishem achzach shekel shochosh leimem amam modchem ashom asachaim. And he concludes, mikol malkom tov lahachmel chetchil. L'mayis ish bimachmel like the tas.